This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello, and welcome to another Rated R Safety Show. Today is Monday. Oh, yeah, Monday, March the 9th of 2020, only day 69. Yeah, of the year. Anyways, day 69 of the year, 297 days left before it is all done and over with. So how are you doing today? Today's lovely, lovely, lovely Monday.
Duh.
And we are getting all excited about this glorious day. And of course, you might be sitting there and going, okay, your show normally comes on at noon, and I am not sure on why you are an hour late. And no, I have not been living the whole weekend an hour late, so just in case.
Duh.
But I did when I was working on some other things this morning as I was trying to get through everything. And then I noticed right away that I was an hour behind everything. And I was like, hey, maybe, just maybe, baby, you can show me some love by actually coming here. And maybe we're not 100% on time, but we're here together today. And that's the important part. And we're here spending some quality time together. But as we're doing this today, we are listening to the Rated R Safety Show, which I will be providing to you as we go forward here. And then the other portion as we're doing this is today, Monday, the 9th. You've already seen some craziness go on this morning with some of the stuff of the stock market. So that was kind of some of the lagging behind here. And then some of the other parts as we go through it. I wanted to take a look exactly to be able to give you the latest news of what was going on. Anyway, so I got this one for you before we get started real quick. And some of my lovely friends here at the station.
You are listening to a radio god.
What?
This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So as you can tell, sarcasm at its finest, like always around here at the radio station, because that's what we do around here, is give you a little bit of sarcasm. Anyway, so we are already running behind, if we want to look at it from us not being here on time at the noon hour, if you expect us to be here consistently at noon. Anyways, we're streaming live right now at safetyfm.com, and we're streaming on the different video platforms that are available that we use, and that would be YouTube TV, not YouTube TV. Why do I always want to call it YouTube TV? Anyways, on YouTube or on Facebook, we are on Twitch, we're on Mixer, we're here, there, and everywhere where you might be able to get a video streaming service if that's something that you're interested in taking a look at. We are on the radio, of course, coming to you live on safetyfm.com, and you know, that's what I normally tend to be on, so this is a little bit different. Of course, the video today, you will only get one camera angle from me because I decided to take the other camera down. That was my choice, of course. Not a lot of people were happy that I did that, but whatever. I like this camera view. If I had to choose between the two, if I really had an option, the camera view would be something like this. Yeah, that's better. Anyway, so let's not get too boring, and let's get you started right away with the news.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So taking it from the top, ladies and gentlemen, let's go from the top and probably not starting off with the best thing as normal. But hey, this is kind of the way that we go when we talk about safety and the different things that are occurring inside of the news. But you know that, I know that, so let's get moving. A 28-year-old Chicago area man with a gunshot wound to the head arrived at the Stroger Hospital just after midnight on Sunday after apparently driving himself there. Details are slim on who shot him or how he managed to get himself to the hospital. He is in serious condition. Yeah, I know that's pretty specific to an area, but I had to take a look at it right away and go, is there a possibility that this dude drove himself to the hospital? I want to say that there's no way, Jose, but what do I know? I'm just telling you what I found here on the news, because that's what I look for, the stuff that's going on there. So what do you think? Do you think that it's possible that the dude drove himself to the hospital? I don't know. I just look at it and go, it's pretty crazy if he did, and it's pretty crazy if somebody went there and dropped him off at the hospital for him to walk in.
Duh.
But anyways, just wanted to bring that up. Headshot wound to the head. Anyway, safety, listen to me. SpaceX has safely recovered its Falcon Model booster rocket 50 times now. Friday's launch was a routine resupply of mission for the International Space Station, carrying about 2 tons of cargo. So now that is the 50th time that it has been able to prove that it can make it to different things that it's been testing and coming back. So let's just call it for what it is, a reusable rocket. So as you hear that, is that something that you're willing to do? Is it something that you're willing to get on? Because these are the conversations we continue to talk about that they're going to eventually be able to get people to space. Are you willing to go on a reusable rocket? I don't know, with all some of the other craziness that's going on, it doesn't sound that too far of being crazy, but that's just my opinion.
Duh.
So anyway, let's continue down the path here. Researchers have found a bacteria on the seafloor of the Arctic Ocean between Iceland and Norway that's close cousin to the commonly sexually transmitted disease, chlamydia. A statement by the researchers unironically reports that the new research shows that, the chlamydia can be found in most unexpected places. So, of course, some jackass was having a conversation with me about this and said, could it be possible that the guy got chlamydia somewhere else and now is saying that he was able to find this? That way he didn't get in trouble when he would get home. Hey, I'm just saying what somebody else told me. You don't have to agree. You don't have to disagree either. I'm just giving you information.
Duh.
But it is kind of interesting just in general. And of course, this is a conversation outside the normal terms of conversations. What do you think there? Do we really need another strand of chlamydia going around? Just thinking a little bit here, you know, having that conversation, talking about some chlamydia here on the Rated R Safety Show, because that's something that came up in the news. So if it's in the news, we need to talk about it because it's the chlamydia style stuff that's going on here. And if it's a portion of the conversation, we just need to have the conversation and that's okay. Those things happen. Anyways, let's continue down the path. The Italian government has instituted a mandatory quarantines in Milan. And let's see, it's affecting somewhere about 17 million citizens in attempt to curb the expansion of the coronavirus. The decree subjects violators of the quarantines to fines or jail time without many specifics. Local police and military forces will be on hand to enforce the quarantine. So what are you thinking about this? Did you see that this morning stocks had dropped down, or not stocks, but of course with the market that had taken such a large hit that all of a sudden it went into a breaker system where they turned off all trading for 15 minutes because of such a huge drop. You keep on hearing more and more fears about the coronavirus stuff. So what are you thinking? Do you think that this is going to have such a large impact on everything going forward? Stanford on Friday referenced real quick that they were not going to be conducting classes on site for the next 2 weeks. They said that everything would be done virtually. They said that that virtual standpoint was going to be the way they were going to go for the time being, and that they would reassess after the 2 weeks. Airlines are telling you that it's perfectly fine to actually travel within the United States. So what are you thinking here? are you going to take the risk on traveling within the U.S.? They're saying that they have these giant HEPA filters and all that. Now, do you believe that this is something that's really going on that would affect your day-in, day-out basis? Or do you think that this is something that is a scare tactic? I mean, I can't either say near here nor there. I stay locked up most of the time. It normally takes a lot for them to let me come out and play, but that's okay. That's as expected. So just a thought, what are you planning on doing? So many different things going on with this. Anyways, let's continue. The trial of four men implicated in a shooting down of the Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 in 2014 is set to begin this week in the Netherlands. Three Russians and one Ukrainian man will stand trial, though they are not expected to be in court. Yeah, think about that for a second. Russia has formally denied any involvement in the attack. 298 passengers were killed. Not much really I can say here besides the information that I found in the different news stories that were available this morning as I was digging through the news. What are your thoughts on it? I'm not saying the Russians were involved. I don't want there to be any confusion here. But I want you to think about some of the stuff that is coming up. Some of these conversations. What is going on out there? Because some of the information is being discussed amongst the world. And this is something that was pretty big back in 14. I mean, it's still a big deal now. 298 people we're talking about here. Let's continue. The Mormon Church is filthy rich. For the first time, the LDS Church disclosed its investments with the SEC. Oops, and I just totally lost my spot because I hit the mouse as I was moving my hand. Isn't that fantastic? Okay, so through the SEC, through a management entity called Ensign Peak Advisors, the document reveals that the holding is worth about $37 billion, and that includes holding in popular stocks like Walmart and Amazon. So, the Mormon Church, Salt Lake City, Utah, which is very well known for that, has over $37 billion in popular holdings. $37 billion with a B. I don't know. For the longest time, I kept on hearing that the Church of Scientology had all kinds of money.
Duh.
This would almost make me think that the Mormons here are giving some really good competition to the good old Scientologists. But that's my opinion. I could be absolutely wrong. We can go into a whole Scientology conversation if you'd like. Not sure if that'd catch me some flack for talking about it here on the Rated R Safety Show, but those things do happen from time to time. Anyways, a rare prototype of the Nintendo PlayStation has sold via online auction to former Pets.co CEO Greg McClemmer. Yes, the console was a test collaboration between Sony and Nintendo, and of course the deal never panned out, and the PlayStation brand is now synonymous with Sony. McClemmer spent $360,000 for the machine, which he says he'll loan out to the University of Southern California Pacific Asia Museum for the exhibit next spring in summer showcasing Asian influence on video games industry, according to Polygon.com. So I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this, but at one point, Nintendo and Sony were debating about actually making this system, and there was a last minute change on how this was occurring. Now, this was when the whole cluster F was going on between the cartridges and CDs and how things were going to work. Now, there is like these whole bunch of YouTube channels of something called the Game Historian. That's one of them. There's a whole bunch of different ones that talk about video games and how they've worked throughout the years. And if you are very interested in that kind of stuff, there's a lot of information that's out there on how this thing did not work out. And I wonder if Nintendo looks back now and kicks itself in the booty, thinking on how stupid they were for not moving forward with this. Because PlayStation, you know, love it, hate them, or whatever, they are definitely a disturbance inside of the game field, and they have really changed a lot of things that were actually going on. I know that people are going to sit here and go, well, Jay, that's not safety related.
Duh.
And I'm going to turn around and say, hey, if you travel a lot, It is safety related because you take those systems with you when you're on the road. Just throwing that out there. Anyways, let's continue. A hotel in China functioning as a coronavirus quarantine collapsed on Saturday. Oh, yeah. So far, 10 are confirmed dead. There were about 80 people inside at the time of the collapse. Only 9 managed to escape right away. The rest are either trapped, dead, or still unaccounted for. I keep on seeing more and more stuff about this. What are you thinking? What are you doing? Are you stocking up on anything? Do you have 10,000 cans of Lysol? Is your hand sanitizer going out the wazoo because of all everything that's going on there?
Duh.
I don't know. I just ask the questions because this is information that is coming about the different things related to the coronavirus. So I don't know. I look at it and say, listen, something needs to be done because if it didn't need to be done, it wouldn't be all over the place.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Anyways, let's continue down the path. A Saudi Arabia King Salman, has ordered to arrest of his brother and nephew amid rumors of plans that they were plotting to have a coup. Oh, yes, a coup. Sources also tell the AFP military officials involved with the plans have been rounded up as well. Well, shit, I don't think it's time to turn on anybody over there. Because it looks like they're going to get you in the pokey. And that's not somewhere you probably want to end up being in the first place.
Duh.
So something to think about if you're in Saudi Arabia.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Anyways, let's continue. It's not all doom and gloom in Italy. For 3 hours last week, about 20 homes in the Castelvetro were able to pour wine out of their water faucets. Oh, yeah, you heard me correctly there. The incident stemmed from a local winery barrels leaking into water pipes. For those wondering, the wine was from Lambrusco Garrasposa, a local specialty. So I guess you could have been in luck last week if you were there in good old Italy. Imagine you're about to take a little swig of water, go up to the faucet, and voila! You have wine. Are you sitting there and going, it is a Jesus moment all of a sudden where the water has turned into wine? And are you thinking that it's the end times? I don't know. I'm just throwing that information out there because it was in the news, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way that it works. So we have these conversations as they move forward. Anyways, how are you doing today? So that's the important part, because let's continue down the path. There's tons of information that is going on right now inside of this different thing, especially when it's related to this coronavirus. I just don't know what else to talk about because it just seems to be taking a world domination over everything else that we've been discussing as of late. So we have to talk about the things that are important out there in the news world, because if not, I would not be doing the correct thing of not sharing the news with you. So let's take a look at it that way. Anyways, let's talk about the lottery here in the U.S. from over the weekend. No winner for Friday night's Mega Million drawing. Tuesday's drawing will be for, you ready? $75 million jackpot or $60.7 million cash payout. And also, there was no winner for Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday's drawing will be for, are you ready? $100 million. Or it could be for $75.5 million cash payout. Anyways, let's continue. Let's talk about the box office over the weekend. Here are the top five. The Call of the Wild was at $7 million. That was down from the number three spot, and that was currently at number five. Sonic the Hedgehog, $8 million, down from the number two spot. The Way Back, $8.5 million. That was a new movie that came out this week. The Invisible Man, $15.1 million, down from the number one spot. And Onward, $40 million. That was brand new to the box office this weekend. Now, the other portion you have to keep on thinking about, I just found out that the James Bond movie got pushed back. Not that I'm saying a huge James Bond fan, but they're pushing it back because of the fear of the coronavirus going on across the world. This is, of course, the information that's been found online. And they're saying that the reason they pushed it back is because the James Bond movies normally have such a large impact around the world that they make good chunks of money. They're saying because they're pushing this thing back, I think I read that it was somewhere close to like in November, if I remember correctly, They're going to take about a $30 million loss from releasing it from this time frame to November because of the time of the year they're releasing it. The other portion, the $30 million loss, is not going to be as big of a loss if they actually released it today because of so much fear of people going out there. So I don't know.
Duh.
What are you planning on doing? There is a lot of events that are being canceled in regards of other countries that are public displays. Do you think that should start taking place in the U.S.? Or are you on the other side of the spectrum where they're saying, hey, some of this stuff is already being contained and it's almost airtight? Oh, yeah, that's a term that they've been using on the news. Almost airtight. I'm just saying, information that's out there, information discussed, information that you and I are having. What are you thinking here? Are you thinking that things are changing the way that some of the government is saying? Are you seeing it the way closer to how some of the people are saying it directly on the news? I don't know. I just really don't know. I have to ask these questions to people.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
So that's something to think about. So what else are you doing? Are you, as a safety professional inside of this world, what are you doing with this stuff? Are you taking the information and running with it? I will tell you, I keep on seeing different and different information about the coronavirus, about people putting out information about it, what you can do, what you can't do, people writing white papers, people promoting this, people promoting that, people doing this. I was even watching a minister on TV that was selling some kind of silver liquid that said that it would actually go against the coronavirus. They said they had tried it with the strand that came out last year. I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it. It's push, 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 promote, do whatever you can, get the information out there, do whatever, push whatever, you know. I don't know. I just look at it and go, do what you need to do, have the conversation, but keep it real. Is it real? Is it really working? All of a sudden you have this magical cure that nobody else knew about? I don't know. Just think about it. Anyways, let's talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate today. Bangklan Day. What the hell is Bangklan Day? Can somebody please tell me that one? Barbie Day. Commonwealth Day. False Teeth Day. Fill Our Stapler Day. Get Over It Day. National Crab Meat Day. National Meatball Day. National Workplace Napping Day. Yeah, good luck with that one. Joe Franklin Day and Panic Day. So, I don't know. National Crab Meat Day and National Meatball Day is an interesting combination of days to have at the same time. Crab meat, meatball. Meatball, crab meat. Nice little interesting mixture. Anyways, what do you got going on in your neck of the woods? What the hell are you planning on doing now? So many different things going on. It's almost scary if you should be out and about or not. I don't know. I keep on looking at it and I say, this is cray cray on what we have going on in this world. Are you doing anything currently to protect yourself from this virus? Now, I can tell you, I've been watching some different things on TV and some people are not even sure what's going on. There's a whole belief system by 38% of people that they will not drink Corona beer. Oh, yeah, Corona beer, because it can cause the coronavirus. Oh, yeah, I'm not being a smart ass on that one. I am telling you, this is what 38% of people think, that they can get the coronavirus by drinking Corona beer. Now, you might be able to get some other things by drinking Corona beer, maybe a little tipsy, maybe have a little fun, maybe do some crazy, crazy stuff, but you're going to get the coronavirus. I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. The more I look at it, the more I go, what the hell is going on in this world of ours? Anyways, you have been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. I'm going to probably hang out here for a couple minutes on the video stream. I'm going to let the people on the radio station go bye-bye. And if you're on the podcast, of course, you're going to go bye-bye because I never know what time you're listening to this stuff. But just wanted to jump in today, give you a little bit of the Rated R Safety Show. and then jump out. So I'll hang out. Let's go through the disclaimers and all that kind of fun stuff because I don't want to get in trouble with legal by not playing some of that fun things. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples.
Oh, don't you love that? Gotta
love it. Should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So I have to tell you the funny part here. Oh, hold on. Bye-bye, radio people. Bye-bye.